Ukraine strikes Russia's consumer economy while Europe writes a $7 billion check. Ukraine's drone campaign against Ozon Warehouses, Russia's largest e-commerce platform, sometimes compared to Amazon, entered its third consecutive night of strikes, representing a deliberate shift in targeting logic. This is not a campaign against military hardware. It is a sustained effort to disrupt civilian supply chains deep in the Russian economic rear, raising costs and creating visible consumer shortages of the kind that authoritarian governments most fear. The strategy carries a secondary military benefit. Every air defense asset Russia repositions to protect Moscow area distribution centers is one fewer battery available for frontline use, forcing the adversary to spread its integrated air defense architecture across a wider set of civilian targets is a form of attrition warfare applied at the system level. The European Union's approval of $7.1 billion in additional defense aid for Ukraine through the European Peace Facility, roughly equivalent to Portugal's entire annual defense budget, arrived alongside the strikes in what appears to be a coordinated strategic signal. Ukraine demonstrates military reach at the precise moment its backers formalize the next tranche of long-term support, communicating to Moscow that the conflict cannot simply be waited out. Key variables to watch include whether the EU authorization translates into timely delivery of the capabilities Ukrainian commanders have most urgently requested: longer-range precision munitions, air defense interceptors, and armored vehicles depleted by 2+ years of intense combined arms fighting. The gap between authorized funds and delivered hardware has historically frustrated Kyiv's military planning. Politically, the package cleared despite coalition pressures in Germany, fiscal strain in France, and Hungary's chronic role as a veto threat, a meaningful signal of where European consensus stands.